Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
When you're expecting, it's so nice to have options. You can have a midwife or a doula. And I think that midwifery is so important. And I'm thrilled, and so is Andrea. We have Patricia Harmon, and she's been a midwife for many, many years. She's also an author of several books. Her latest is The Reluctant Midwife, a Hope River novel. Hello, Patricia.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Andrea. So nice to be with you.
It's so nice to have you on. Your book was wonderful, and I really enjoyed her reluctance. And whenever we talk to an author, I don't want to give too much away because it is a novel, and it is fictional, but it is based, is it loosely on your life or just some of the experiences?
Well, you know, it's set in the 1930s, so obviously I wasn't around then. But, I mean, I have had a lot of the experiences and the birth stories. It's not all about childbirth, too, so if people are squeamish, don't be too worried about reading the book. It's really more about the challenges of the Great Depression, and happens to be about a midwife who is also an RN. And she just isn't much into this birthing babies business. A lot of people think, oh, delivering babies, what a wonderful job that must be, miracle of birth and all that. And to me, it is. But unless you're a healthcare provider, you wouldn't know that, you know, most docs, most nurses, most EMTs would rather deal with a broken arm or an infected wound than deliver a baby or a heart attack or something else. You know, there's just something, it's sort of raw and emotional that a lot of people just are kind of afraid. And Becky, our midwife in the second of the Hope River books, is one of those people. But she rises to the challenge. And really, the book is about what we all have to do in life, which is be brave. And so that's what the story. But I mean, I have done home births, I've done hospital births, so I have lots that I bring to the book that, you know, I haven't lived through the Great Depression. We have the Great Recession now, but so that's partly why I chose to set the story in the 1930s, because I thought people could probably relate to foreclosures and losing their job and being short of money and things like that.
Patricia, let's talk a little bit about the definition about being a midwife versus a doctor. So for those who are listening, I mean, we all know, we've heard of midwives, we've heard of doulas. What exactly is the difference between a midwife and, let's say, a doctor who's going to be delivering a baby?
Well, our training is a little bit different. We have the same safety standards as an OBGYN. In fact, my husband is an OBGYN, and I think is that midwives, like a nurse practitioner in general, we're trained to teach. And so when you spend time with a nurse midwife, we talk a lot more about what's going on with your body, what are you afraid of, what can we do to reassure you. We try to include the whole family. And the best of OBGYNs will do that as well. But some docs are just too busy or are not inclined to spend a lot of time with the patient. You know, they walk in, check the belly. Okay, you're fine. Baby's alive. See you in 2 weeks or something like that. But, you know, like with my visits, it would be a half an hour probably. And, you know, what you're hoping to have for your birth. In general, nurse midwives have a very high rate of vaginal deliveries, partly because that's our specialty. We don't do C-sections. We need a doc to come in and help us if we have a C-section. We don't do forceps, so we get really good at getting the babies out the other way. The C-section rate now, as most people probably realize, is over 30% in the United States. In fact, it's 33%. So midwives, I think you would find our rate is more like 10%. So, if people are trying to, you know, have a baby in the normal way, you have a better chance, I think, with a nurse midwife. There are also doulas, and doulas are people who are specially trained child support individuals, almost always women, who come with you to the hospital. Like, say you wanted an MD to deliver your baby, but you could have a doula who would do a lot of the same things a nurse midwife would, only they can't catch the baby. We say catch the baby. We couldn't deliver the baby and can't, change orders or write orders in a hospital setting. And there are midwives who also do home births, but most nurse midwives are working in a hospital or a birthing center.
Yeah, I had, Yes, it does. Thank you. I have three children. And for my first one, I tried hard to get a midwife, but they were totally booked up. So I did have an OBGYN. And then for my subsequent two, I had midwives. And the experience is so different. And, you know, I've written about it on our website on Naturally Savvy, and I absolutely loved having a midwife. And, you know, like you said, Patricia, the appointments, 15 minutes versus, you know, with a doctor versus 45 minutes with my midwife, and the difference in care and the fact that they come home, they have the home visit, and they come to you after you deliver the baby. Both my deliveries were in the hospital with a midwife, but the experiences were just incredible. So I highly, you know, recommend for those of you who are listening, if you have the option to really have a midwife help you deliver your baby. Now, in Canada, midwives are covered under our plan. Is that the same in the U.S., Lisa? Are they covered? Are you like
I don't
doctor?
Know. Patricia, do you know?
Yes, mostly they are in the hospital or a birthing center. Home birth midwives are often not covered. I think sometimes you can struggle with your insurance company, and there may be some that are a little more liberal, but in general, yeah, there's not a problem getting it paid for. Sometimes in certain areas, it's hard to find one. Like where I live in Morgantown, West Virginia, every OBGYN practice has a nurse midwife or two working with the doc. And the docs like that, too, because it gives them a chance to concentrate on their GYN patients who are having problems or the high-risk OB. In Europe and most of the world, 80% of babies are delivered into the hands of midwives. In the United States, and I'm not sure about Canada, but it's 10 to 15%. But it's growing, and I think it's growing for the reasons that you bring up, Andrea. It's if people try it or they have a relative or a friend has a midwife, they're more likely to say, geez, that's what I want to do too, and to look for a practice that includes a midwife along with the docs.
Now, for home births, has that been going up or down? I would think it's been going down because I think a lot of people have nerves and get the wrong information. Oh, it is going up. Okay.
Yeah, it's going up. In fact, there was an interesting research study in 2014 that had such amazing results. There was only a 5% C-section rate. The average size of the babies was 8 pounds. 95% of the people breastfed. So for the low-risk woman, if she can find a competent, well-trained midwife, she's in very good hands to have the baby at home. But I make a big underline low-risk. This is not twins. This is not people with high blood pressure, people who've hemorrhaged before. You know, you have to be a totally, totally normal woman. And in the United States, I think that C-section rate is scaring people. And some people maybe are taking a little chance with the home birth because they're trying to avoid a C-section. But again, if they're really low risk, they can do really well at home.
So Patricia, we have about a minute left, but I just want to get into those who are listening who are like, oh, you know what, I want to use an epidural, and can I do that with a midwife? Or I want to deliver it this way, can I do that with a midwife? Let's talk really, really quickly about, you know, the choices, pro-choice that the person who's delivering the baby has, the mom has.
Yeah, those are really good questions. And yes, in the hospital, nurse midwives can order an epidural or any kind of pain medicine you need. But they'll also let you get out of bed and they'll let you take a shower, maybe get in a jacuzzi. So those things work for pain medicine too. So you really have more options rather than fewer when you have a midwife.
Which, and I, you know what, I totally agree with you. And I remember they gave me the option for everything. And I was able to choose whether or not I wanted to put, you know, medication on the baby's eyes or whether or not I wanted an epidural. I chose not to have an epidural with my babies that I delivered by a midwife. But, you know, I was in the shower and they helped me with different, you know, massage. I mean, it was such an incredible experience that I would never trade. So again, for those of you who are listening, highly, highly recommend delivering your babies with a midwife. Patricia, we are out of time. Thank you for being on our show.
Goes very quickly. Well, thank you for having me. And I really enjoyed talking to you guys and your great advertisements for midwives and maybe for my book, The Reluctant Midwife.
Well, anytime. No, I am a huge fan. So, and you could follow Patricia on Twitter at Patsy Harmon. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.